Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to a very exciting tutorial where we're going to create a particle explosion. And the good news is you get to tell your wife it's After Effects time. In fact, I just got done telling my wife it's After Effects time, and she didn't know what I was talking about. She thought maybe I was having some side effects from medication or something, and very strange encounter, to say the least. But just got back from the doctors, and everything seems to be in order. So, I'm just kidding, by the way. Everything is not in order. I'm very sick, so we need to hurry up and get this thing done. So here's what we're going to be creating. And looks pretty interesting. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to create a new comp, 864 by 486, 24 frames per second, and about 20 seconds long. Choose OK. Create a new solid, and we'll call this background OK. So let's add a quick ramp. I'll choose Effect, Generate, Ramp, and we'll make it a radial ramp, and we'll make it red and black. And instead of having it at the top like we always do, move it over to the side. Bam. And then we'll take the text tool, and we can write, we'll write something clever. And then we'll scale this down a bit, and we'll make it gray. Now, I do get an occasional question about moving the anchor point. Well, in the paragraph settings, if you center it, it'll move over, but you can also use the pan behind tool and move it around. Well, we're going to center it to the left and move the pan behind tool somewhere about here. So, looks pretty good. Now, we're going to come over to the FX and presets, and we're going to type in pixel poly. And this is a great little effect. But before we use it, let's pre-compose our title. So we'll choose Layer, Pre-compose, move all attributes, we'll call this Title, and we'll hit OK. And then maybe I'll slow down a bit. No, I won't. We'll take it, we'll drop it on there, and it's a pretty cool effect. If we watch, it just kind of breaks up into little pieces. It's not 3D, it's just cool. Now we're going to move forward a bit and turn the force down to zero, the gravity down to zero, and the spinning down to zero. So now we're back where we started. Then we're going to keyframe the force and the spinning, hit U, and we'll move forward about three frames, and we'll turn the force up, maybe 150. And then the spinning, we'll turn that up to about 45 degrees. So that way, kind of shoots off and spins away. And we could do a little bit of gravity, but we'll work that in a little bit later. Now, I want the pieces to be small. So here we change the grid spacing, and you can see that we can create smaller pieces. Now, I want to go ahead and make two versions. One with about medium-sized pieces, about 10. And then we're going to duplicate this, but let's turn up the speed randomness a bit. And then we'll duplicate the layer. Edit, duplicate. And what we want to do here is turn up the speed randomness and the grid spacing to a little bit smaller pieces. And that way, it just looks a little bit more complicated instead of something simple. So that's really all there is to blowing that away. And we'll go ahead and take both of these. And by the way, there's a force center point, but seems to be in the location that we want. There's another setting here, the direction randomness. You turn that up, and you can create a lot more random-looking debris. But pretty cool effect, pretty quick, and, we're off to it. Now, I need to pre-compose these two layers now. So we'll hold down Shift, select them, Layer, Pre-compose. I'll call this Title Explosion, and we'll hit OK. And then there's another effect called Force Motion Blur. I'm going to bring that out, drop it on the layer, and so now we've got some motion blur. And you can turn up the samples a bit. It does take a little while to render because it's sort of rendering a bunch of things there, but it looks really, really, really good. So onward and upward. Now, I've got to say, I'm pretty excited about this tutorial, and not that we're going to be covering anything terribly fascinating, but I have a feeling that this is going to be one of the tutorials that's under like 50 minutes for once. So that is pretty exciting there. Choose OK. And there's another thing I want to create, an adjustment layer, and this is going to be our control layer. So we'll select it, we'll hit return, type control, and we'll choose effect slider control. And we're going to animate this. So we want there to be an explosion, and then we want there to be another explosion. So we'll zoom in here, we've got seconds. I'm going to set a keyframe, and then I'm going to move forward 10 frames. So control shift forward arrow moves forward 10 frames, and I'm going to set another keyframe. And then I'm going to go to about just left of the middle, and we're going to turn this up to 150. And that way it turns on, it turns off, we wait a second, and then we're going to do it again. Keyframe, forward 10 frames, and then we're going to turn this up to 150. So this is going to be our trigger for all of our particle effects. So instead of doing a bunch of layers with a bunch of animation, we're going to use one layer with all of the animation here. So if we want to change it, we can change it right here with this control layer. Okay, next we're going to create our particles. So we're going to type in particle world. We're going to bring that out onto our particle layer. And we're going to change this to off. And we'll go into the particle settings. And we're going to change it to faded sphere. Very nice. And we want to play around with some of the settings. So first, we're going to turn the gravity down to zero. So the particles are just shooting outward. Now we want to turn on the motion blur. So if we go into the options, click on rendering, and turn on force motion blur, choose OK, and OK. So now we've created that effect. Now the velocity needs to be adjusted. So I'm going to turn that down to zero, and we're going to link this to our control layer. So we're going to alt click on the velocity, take the pick whip and bring it up to the slider for our control layer. So now the value is going to be coming from that layer. Now 150 is a pretty high velocity. So we want to change this at the very end to add a quick expression. We're going to do star or multiply 0.02. So that's a very small amount, and then our particles don't go nearly as far. Now the other thing we want to do is use a similar expression into the birth rate. So we'll alt click on the stopwatch, and we're going to pick whip the slider again, and we want to animate this, but first that's way too many. So let's do star 0.2, maybe less, 0.15. And so now we have less particles, but you can see quickly it just creates a quick explosion and then they go away. Now we'll make the life about 0.75 seconds, so it's pretty short. And also let's go into the producer and make it very, very small on the X and Y, but turn it up on the Z axis so the particles are actually hitting the camera almost. So that looks pretty cool. We also want to play around with the size. So we'll turn the depth size down and maybe the burst size so they're not as large. Now there's one more thing that we want to do to this particle effect, and that is add an expression that allows us to link it into 3D space. So right now we've got some weird producer settings, X, Y, and it allows you to move it around, but it's kind of awkward. So we're going to create a null object, and we're going to call it CC capital N-U-L-L, CC null. And we're going to make it a 3D layer. Now, I did this in a 3D stroke tutorial, so you can search for that to kind of get into the details of it. But for now, I'm just going to use the expression that we created there. So this is for the X, Y, and Z. So we're just going to copy this in to each of the different channels of the producer position. So X, Y, Z, alt click on the X, and we'll come over here, we'll paste that in there. And we'll go to the second part. Alt click on the Y, paste that in there. And we'll go to the Z, Alt click, paste that in there, scale it up. And there we go. Now, here's the cool thing. We can take this null object and move it around in the space, and we can move this element so that this effect happens in a different location. So that's going to be pretty helpful a little bit later on. For now, I'll go ahead and reset to the middle and close that down. So the key here is sort of automating all of these things together to create a complex animation. Now, I also want to change the color of the particle. So we'll go down to the particle settings, and we're going to change this to red, but very bright colored. There's another effect that we're going to be using, and it's a blur effect. So I'm going to come over here. We're going to do blur, lens blur. And the lens blur effect creates a very interesting, very elegant looking blur, but it can be very slow. So we'll change it to a pentagon. We'll make some room here. And we'll turn up the iris radius to about 45. And the other thing we need to do is intensify the amount of bright spots there are. So there's a couple of settings for that. Now the threshold here, we go to an 8-bit per channel project. Alt-click on that, by the way. If we turn this down, so that's 255, that's black. So the more we come down with this number, the closer we're going to get to white. And if we bring it down to about the middle, turn up the brightness here, and you can see that some of those elements are going to get pretty bright. So just by playing with those settings, we can create kind of an interesting looking blur effect. But you also want to be careful because it can start to look a little hokey. But make a few adjustments there. And I think this is a good starting point. Then we can add a curves adjustment, effect, color correction, curves. And go to the alpha channel. So that's like the transparency, and turn that up a bit. And that way it's a pretty intense particle effect. So that's the first thing we're going to do. However, if you want to find a really nice looking blur effect, there's another effect from this company right here. I'm trying to search for that. It's called depth of field or out of focus. And it's part of the lens care toolkit. We're going to turn on the out of focus plugin. We're going to move that into position, remove the lens blur effect, and instead we're going to use the out of focus, which is very similar, but I think creates a much more natural blur. And we're going to turn up the radius to about 40. And that looks pretty good. It also has a threshold in the highlight selection. We'll open that up, enable it, and let's see. The lightness start, we can turn that down a bit, and then turn up the additive highlight. And adjust that just like that. So you can choose either of the plugins, but the out of focus definitely looks very nice. So we've created the first particle effect, but we need to create several more. So we're going to take this particle layer, choose edit, duplicate, and then we're going to unsolo one of them. And we're going to make this small particles. The thing about this layer is we don't want it to be out of focus. We want it to be small particles. And we're just going to adjust some of the settings in the particle world setting. So we'll go in here. First, we'll make the radius 0 on the Z axis, but we're going to turn it up on the Y axis. So that way the particles kind of shoot out sideways. Now for this, we want the particles to be very small. So we'll turn the birth size down. We'll go up to full res here. Turn the birth size down and the depth size so it's really small. We can maybe brighten the color of the particles up just a bit. And to increase the count of the particles, we'll go into the expression, hit U, and we'll change the multiply amount. So right now we're multiplying the value in the control layer, which is up to 150, and we're doing it 0.15% of that. So we actually want to change that, or I should say 15%. We're going to change that to 25%. And that's just going to make a lot more particles. And as we turn this up, we're just going to create a more complex scene. So up to 50 just for now, and we can always come back and make some adjustments. Now I'm going to duplicate the particle system again, so we'll hit Control D. We'll unsolo one of them. And for the producer, we want the Y radius to be zero, but the X radius to be high. And that way the particles shoot out in that direction. Now for these particles, we want to turn on the lens blur, but instead we're going to use the out of focus, and we're going to make it very small, about 10. And that way we can see them pretty well. And the other thing I want to do is go into the settings and make sure that these particles are lasting for at least 1 second. So we also want to make sure that the size of the particles is large enough so that we can see them as they get blurred out. And that looks really nice. So we'll go with that. We also want these particles to be a little bit more on the purple pink side. Nice. And let's take a look at how this is blending together as a whole. So it's looking pretty good. We might want to change the transfer mode of all of these to screen. Now, I think I want to make an adjustment to the larger particles here. So let's go into the effects for the particle world, and we want to make a few adjustments in the physics category. So we're going to turn up the resistance to 5. And what that does is makes the particles shoot out quickly and then slow down. For this reason, we want to turn up the velocity amount. So if we go to the velocity expression, what we want to do is multiply it by something a little bit higher so that it goes a bit quicker. So we'll try 0.05 and we'll take a look. So this way they're shooting out quickly and then slowing down. So that might be a bit extreme. Let's try 3.5 for now. And that looks pretty good, but we can always come back and make a few adjustments. We also should go into these other effects and turn up the resistance maybe to about 4, and again to this other particle layer, we'll turn the resistance up to about 4. And again, if we need to, we should turn up that velocity by turning up the multiplier here. So we'll try 3.5. That way they really shoot out. Okay, so here's what we have so far. Pretty good. The other thing we need to do is build in the bright particles. So I've created a quick glow element that looks like this, and we're going to use it as a custom particle. So we'll bring that out into the project, but we're going to shut the eye off. We don't actually want to see it. And then we're going to take one of the particle layers, maybe the first layer, and duplicate it. Now, this one is going to be called the sprite particles. And we're going to select it. I'll go into the effects, shut off the out of focus, and maybe even the curves. What we're going to do is choose a specific particle type. So instead of the faded sphere, we're going to choose the textured quad polygon. And this is going to allow us to select a texture layer. So we'll go down, we'll select the glow element. Also, click on the solo switch. Now, the particles are really small, but they're there. First, go into the options, rendering, shut off the motion blur, because that will slow things down a bit. Now, we also want to turn up the size of the particles because they're a bit small. So we'll go here, turn up the birth size. Now we want to turn the death size to 0 so they sort of get smaller as they fade out. Now you can see some of them are sort of rotated, and we want to turn the rotation speed and the initial rotation to 0 so that they're just pointing at the camera. We'll also turn up the opacity, and we'll change the transfer mode to add. So that is looking pretty good. We need to make a few other adjustments, but first let's turn the particle rate down. We really only want a handful of particles to be born. So hit U, and with all this crazy expressions, go down to the birth rate, which is at the top here, make some room. And we want to turn this number down very low so there's only a few particles. So let's try 1%. Okay, pretty close, but still there's kind of a lot going on there. So let's go into the physics. Let's turn the resistance up so that the particles don't go as far. And let's turn the velocity down. So if we go in here, we'll change this to maybe 1.5. And that way the particles just shoot out and they stay pretty close. Maybe turn the resistance down just a little bit. Now we also want the particle life to be a bit longer. So we turn this up to maybe 1.75 seconds so that they are up there a little longer. And maybe even turn up a little gravity so they're moving around a bit. Particles still seem a little small, so I'm going to turn up the birth size pretty high. And again, I want to make a few less particles. So go to the birth rate to 0.0052. So that's pretty good. Turn the size variation down. Now you can see that they're fading in a bit. We can change that in the options. So if we click on the options, there's an opacity map that's built in sort of by default, and it fades them in at birth and then they fade out at death. Now there's a few presets, but we're actually just going to extend it over. Let's see, just kind of click and drag in here. It's kind of weird, but this way they're on and then they fade out. So okay and okay. So that solves that problem. And let's see how it looks together. So kind of that bright spot in the middle, and they kind of shoot out. They're a little small. I really want these to kind of stand out. So let's turn it up again so they're nice and large. Possibly, you know, still kind of a high count for these particular particles, but we'll go and leave it for now. I'm going to duplicate the sprite particles. Edit, duplicate, because we want to make some blue ones, but this is exactly the same as those ones. But if we offset the layer, what's happening is it's going to randomly pick some new particles. So that way we have two separate particle systems. I'm not sure if Particle World has a random seed, so that solves that problem. So we're going to choose tint to make them black and white, and then we're going to go into the curves adjustment. We'll make it blue, so we'll go to the red channel, bring that down a bit, and to the blue channel, we'll turn that up a lot. And maybe in the green channel, we can just do a quick curve. So things are looking pretty good, but we need to finesse it a little bit more. First, our title, let's change that to the add transfer mode so it blends a little nicer. And then also, let's add a scale effect so that it pops out with the initial explosion. So we'll move back to the beginning here. We'll hit S, set a keyframe, and then turn the scale to 0. And we'll move forward a few frames. And we'll turn it up to about 100%. And then we'll hit F9. That'll give it a kind of a soft ease in. And that looks good. Also F4, let's turn the motion blur on for the comp and for the layer. So that way it shoots out with a little motion blur. The other thing we need to do is time up the other part of the animation, and that is when everything explodes again for that second explosion. So let's find out when that happens. So we don't need to see all of the particle layers. We'll just check out one in the background here. So here it comes on, and then the title actually explodes a lot later. So let's go to right before the explosion happens, and let's double click, go into the title comp. You can also hit Alt double click if you're on an earlier version. And here we have the animation. I've hit U, and here's the animation for our shatter. But let's move this over so it happens a bit sooner. And if we go back into our comp, everything should be pretty well synced up. So let's just take a quick look at that second part of the animation. All right, it's pretty cool. And the interesting thing is it actually blows up and then it blows away the text. So almost like a shockwave that kind of takes out that title. So it's up to you, but you can see it really integrates nicely with the other particles and might even add a little camera shake, something like that. Now, I'm not really happy with the way that these particles are looking. I would probably bring the count of those particles down and possibly turn up the velocity as in this earlier example. So when these shoot out, you can see they kind of float around a little bit, and there's just a couple of them. So it's kind of more interesting rather than having a whole slew of them. So we've basically done all the particle animation with just 6 keyframes. And what's cool is we can go to that keyframe and turn it up to say 175, and we'll increase the particle count in the scene just by changing that value. We could even double click on it and just change it manually, maybe even to say 100. And now there's a lot less particles. Or double click on it, we could do something like 250, which will be a crazy amount of particles. So it's a pretty cool effect, and things exploding is always a good thing, always. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. Be sure to check out the website. We've got a bunch of tutorials. We have a basic training series to get you started in After Effects, or if you know somebody who might be interested in getting started, it's a great series. It's free. We also have some great presets, which are also free, and of course some great products like Action Essentials 2 for creating some real explosions and a bunch of other great effects. Be sure to visit the forum and the blog. We've got tons of project files and fun information on the motion graphics and visual effects. So I am Andrew Kramer, and we'll see you next time.